The U.S. Supreme Court has unanimously upheld the nation's premier environmental law against a multi-industry challenge that has gone on for decades. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In many ways, this case was the dog that didn't bark. For years, business and industry have chafed under the federal regulations imposed by agencies that carry out broad congressional mandates. The Clean Air Act was a good case in point, and it was industry's best hope for winning a major battle it had lost in Congress. The Clean Air Law was adopted in 1970 after Congress concluded that drastic steps had to be taken to get rid of pollution that was making people sick and even killing them. The House and Senate passed a law telling the EPA to set national standards for how much of any pollutant could be in the air. The standards were to be set, quote, within the margin necessary to protect public safety, and only science, not costs, were to be considered. Indeed, the standards were to be revised every 5 years to make sure they kept up with scientific knowledge. Industry fought for decades in Congress to get the law changed, but failed, and then it went to court. There it lost, too. Until 2 years ago, when the U.S. Appeals Court here in Washington ruled that Congress had unconstitutionally delegated power to the EPA because it didn't give it specific enough guidelines. The lower court decision was the first of its kind in 65 years, and the government appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, contending that, if not overruled, it would invalidate not just the clean air standards, but thousands of other federal regulations on everything from food and drug safety to transportation and telephones. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously reversed the lower court and upheld the air quality standards. The court also rejected industry's claim that the EPA should have considered costs in setting the standards. Significantly, the opinion was written by Justice Antonin Scalia, one of the court's most conservative members. And while other justices wrote separately to explain or differentiate their views, only Justice Clarence Thomas suggested that he might be willing to re-examine the court's historic deference to Congress on such legislative matters. Environmentalists and public health advocates hailed the decision, as did government regulators. Former Solicitor General Seth Waxman, who argued the case in the Supreme Court, said the question of whether Congress had improperly delegated power to the EPA had literally threatened the existence of the modern regulatory state as we know it.
If we had lost that question, the impact on virtually everything that federal agencies do would have been incalculable, because the standards articulated in the Clean Air Act are as particularized, if not more particularized, than dozens, if not hundreds, of statutes that Congress has passed giving authority and direction to administrative agencies.
Industry lawyer Ed Warren, while disappointed, said the ruling in practical terms is not a loss for his clients.
We're really no worse off than we've been for the last 20 years.
And he suggested that the Bush administration might eventually revise the rules in a manner to industry's liking.
No matter what, this administration is going to get a crack at both of those standards.
But Howard Fox, representing the American Lung Association, notes that the current EPA administrator, Christine Todd Whitman, when she was governor of New Jersey, not only supported tough air quality rules, but filed a brief in this case in the Supreme Court supporting them.
And she said in her brief in the Supreme Court that the industry argument borders on the wholly frivolous.
Industry is still not without tools to fight in court. For example, it can claim that a given rule is arbitrary. But the burden for proving that is heavy, and to date at least, less than resoundingly successful. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.